Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, welcome to
Minor Issues,
Major Opinions,
the podcast from Real Simple, where we hash out some of the most controversial lifestyle topics raging on the internet and finally settle the debate with industry experts. I'm Leslie Corona, Senior Home Editor.
I'm Azam Aga, Photo Director.
And I'm Amy Macklin, Features Director.
And we're your hosts. How is everyone doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Could be better. Could be better. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little excited because tomorrow I'm going skydiving.
Oh my God. I know. That's so exciting.
I know.
Where?
Somewhere in Connecticut. So if I die, that's going to be my resting place of eternity. I know. I don't know how I feel about that, but the rest of it I'm excited about.
We'll come visit you. Don't worry.
I know.
I've gone skydiving before.
Have you really?
Yeah. Are you nervous? Are you excited? What are you feeling? Everything? Nothing?
I'm feeling mostly nothing, actually. But only because I'm just trying to get through the work week, so I haven't even really thought. I also tried not to overthink it. Like,
right. It might be life-changing.
Wait till you get to the plane, and then you see that door open. then I want to know what you're feeling.
Well, first of all, if you don't see my ass on Tuesday, you know why.
Imagine you just get sick and don't show up, and I'm like, oh my God, Leslie died. We need a new host.
We need a new one, yeah.
So wait, what are we talking about today?
So that's a great segue because today's spicy topic is, does the person in the middle seat of an airplane get both armrests?
What's a middle seat?
The implications.
Just kidding,
there.
Just kidding, just kidding.
I heard you talk to Craig Melvin, one of the anchors on the Today Show at NBC.
Yes, I'll share my interview with him later in the episode. Plus at the end of the show, I interviewed Jackie Gifford, who's the editor-in-chief of Travel and Leisure, for her opinion on the subject. So make sure to listen to the end.
Very cool. Can't wait. So Amy, I want to know what your thoughts are on this.
I will say this is the one topic that I think we don't even have to have a podcast about this because it's so obvious to me. Like, I just feel like any other opinion to me is indefensible because unless somebody has some sort of condition or whatever that they need, but you have so little space and I do feel that you should have the armrests, but I think... What do you think?
I think that you travel a lot, so plan accordingly and make sure you don't get the middle seat. I mean, sometimes it's almost impossible, but I book my tickets far enough in advance and I select my seats far enough in advance so that I know that I don't have to deal with that.
Right.
The time when it becomes an issue is when you're traveling with someone and it's a three row seat and you want to sit with said friend and that person likes the window, you like the aisle, and then you have to kind of negotiate with the person. So what happens when I travel with a friend or with my partner, I'll sit aisle one day and he'll do the middle. And then on the way back, we'll switch. And then I'll do the middle and he'll do the aisle. But in those situations, it's kind of easier because you can pull the armrest up and lean onto your friend or your partner and be fine and not have that situation when it's a complete stranger. I think there's enough room on the armrest for you both to kind of put your elbows on. Like one in the front and one in the back or vice versa. Mm. It's like, it shouldn't be that complicated, but I guess it is an issue.
I mean,
what do you think?
Well, I never have this problem because I will always opt for the window seat no matter what.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this. And when I was writing the story and reporting it, there are so many articles about there about people getting into physical altercation.
Yeah, I believe it too.
Argue and like, yeah, it's wild. But I personally feel like the middle person should probably get both armrests.
Wait, definitely. I'm surprised you're a window seat person.
Wait, why?
Okay, maybe I'm not that surprised,
Wait, what do you pick normally?
I'm the aisle.
Wait, why?
I used to always be the window, but now I'm aisle.
But why?
I want an escape plan. I want to go to the bathroom. I want to be able to have that extra space. And I also want first dibs on the car when it comes through.
Good point.
See, and I feel like you do get a little bit more space when you're in the aisle. You can put your like arm out a little bit further and not have to interfere with the person next to you.
I think I used to be a window seat person too. I think that's the aging process. I think as we get,
Are you calling me old?
I was like, are you calling me young?
When you're young and excited, you want to see everything, but now I want like an escape route.
Right.
You know, I want to be able to
And I also hate having to make people like get up because I want to use the bathroom.
Hate
and
that. Like, I hate that.
It is an age thing because I do feel like I have to use the bathroom a lot more frequently as I get older. And so now I'm like, Miles probably the best bet. But I'm also very antsy too. So sometimes I just want to like stretch my legs and like, if it's a longer flight, you know, right. and just be like, let me just sit by my stand up and whatever. But
once a guy, I was sleeping. I guess he didn't want to wake me up and he jumped over me like a deer.
That's amazing.
It's sweet, but then it's even more disorienting to wake up, like, you know. Anyway.
Imagine you open your eyes at that moment and it's just like,
what?
He's like mid flight, you know. Oh, that's actually really funny.
I do think, though, this is terrible. Not to turn this into a gendered thing. I'm sorry, Muzan.
No, it's fine.
I feel that men do not tend to, they give you no quarter. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm a man, right?
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, there's a lot of man spreading that happens. Mm-hmm. It happens on the subway, even on an airplane. We're in such tight spaces. Like, stop spreading your legs.
Right. I think people don't think about it. Like, I don't think they're thinking I'm entitled to these armrests, but I think they just do it unconsciously.
Well, I do think some people just physically are big. They just can't. Like, their elbows, they just extend and they can't really. It's the same thing with legs, though, too. Like, when the seats are super tight like that, anyone who's really tall, like, their legs start to kind of, like, I don't know how tall you are, and maybe this happens to you, Amazon, but, like, your knees kind of go into the seat ahead of you.
Yeah.
And the person can feel that. You know what I mean?
Right, and then that's annoying to them. And then they, like, flip their head around and look at you and shoot you looks, you know?
I was looking through the Instagram comments when we asked our followers that, and a lot of them did say the man spreading is out of control on airplanes. Like, the elbows, like, will get in the way, and, like, people just, they don't think about it.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, that's rude.
Mad rude.
So would you say something to someone if they were like, that's the thing, right? Like, how do you negotiate this in advance? I remember on the shoot from Kristen Bell, her answer was something like, there's three people in the row, and so you kind of all have to come to an agreement together, and there's two out of three that will always agree, and so that would kind of be the consensus.
Oh, that's,
you know, so I was like, oh, that's an interesting way to do it. I don't like talking to people.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm just like, oh.
Also,
no.
Then you've opened that window, and what if they want to talk to you the whole?
Know.
You know what I mean?
And then
I can't do that. I can't do
people
that.
People give tips. They're like, you just got to make sure you get in first. You got to put your jacket on both armrests. And they take over. And I'm like, wow. It's very, like, intense.
Yeah. Last time I flew, I was in the middle seat. And my husband was also in the middle seat. And different now. And I had guys on either side. And so, you know, I was like this. I was hunched over like this. And I asked him afterward, did you get the armrests? And he said, you know, I had the one on the side with the woman, he said, I had the armrest. Mm-hmm. And then the one with the guy, they shared. I don't think he was taking it over. I think it's just unconscious.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if you're sharing with somebody, you're touching, right?
Yeah. I
think that's creepy.
I kind of agree. I think that's a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's too much intimacy anyway, I think.
There's also, like, mental and emotional, like, reasons behind some of that too, where, like, some people feel like they have to, like, pull themselves inward and tighten up because they don't want to take up space in the world.
Right.
Right. And so they naturally, if they end up in the middle seat, then they're naturally just going to do that. And so then they don't really have, like, that voice to be like, I need these armrests.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
It's kind of so fascinating.
Someone commented that they flew back from Italy in the middle seat with my arms crossed for 6.5 hours. Can you imagine sitting for 6.5 hours like that?
Yes.
I also feel like my back would hurt or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like so uncomfortable.
At one point, like, if I was stuck in that situation, I'd be like, do you mind if I get an armrest or can we share? Or do you want the right one and I'll take this right one, you know?
It'll be a personal challenge next time I fly.
Yeah, you have to speak up for yourself.
To assert myself.
Take up space, Amy.
Yeah.
I allow you to do so. I mean,
just as long as they don't try to chat with me.
Yeah, I know. Take up space and then put in your AirPods.
Yeah. The thing about this question is that like, the people who will read this are not the people that need to hear it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't care. Like, I think that's so true. Did you guys ask anybody this question? They were like, no, the middle person is not entitled to it at all.
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, I mean, there are people who commented that were like, you're not entitled to anything.
Right. You know, and I mean, ultimately that is true.
Right. Right.
They just need to redesign airplanes is what I say. give everyone their own little section, you know?
Well, it's funny because someone was like, this whole debate is directed at the wrong question. The question should not be, how do passengers who are miserably uncomfortable in every conceivable way divvy up the abysmally insufficient space where they are so physically miserable and their bodies so under accommodated that they have to fight over armrests and foot space to relieve the bodily torture of flying. But I love how like somebody was like, only if I'm the person in the middle, which is a very selfish way to look at it. Like, if it's me, yeah, I want both armrests. Like,
the one that was cracking me up was, my arms can sit on my lap far away as possible from my seatmates. That's me. Unless there's turbulence, then you have to hold my hand. That's not me.
Yeah, not me, same.
But it's true. She says, legroom went from 39 inches in the 70s to 28 inches.
Wow.
And the seats really? 2 inches narrower. That is fascinating. I need to fact check that. But it is true. That's a problem. They're just trying to pack more people in and get more bang for their buck, you know?
You're right.
And like, when did this whole basic economy thing come about? Like, it was always just economy and business and whatever. But now it's just like, oh, there's basic economy, and then there's economy, which is still pretty basic.
It's super basic.
There are some airlines where it's just like a free for all. You just like, you don't even get a seat. You don't get
a sign.
Seat. No, it's not assigned. Oh, and you have to pay for like a section to be called, whether you're in like section A, B, or C, whatever. And like, you're like the last section, you're basically sitting in the bathroom. It's so bad. It's just like, why would anyone want to deal with that?
I don't know.
And then you risk not being able to sit with people that you're traveling with. Ugh, I don't know.
Oh my God. Someone else wrote, take the armrest, but please leave your shoes on.
That is
do people like actually do that?
I haven't seen it
in a long time. Like somebody taking their shoes off.
And I think they do.
Like, I've seen that a lot on like international trips. And for the most part, everybody does it because they're like really long flights. Imagine you're flying like 18 hours or something like that, going to Asia or whatever it is. And you just got to take off your shoes.
Right.
Indoors. That's the rules.
That's actually really funny.
There was a story in the New York Times. It was a flight attendant it was a Q&A, I think, or something like that. It was about airplane etiquette. And she mentioned not taking your shoes off or putting your feet in anyone else's space. And I thought, does anybody really do that? And some person in the comments was like, well, I usually just put it on the back of the armrest, but they can't
get out.
Oh my God. If I
get your crusty feet away.
And saw someone's grimy,
I know,
gnarly little toes on the back of my armrest,
we now know.
I would lose my mind.
Absolutely not. This isn't this isn't
your Grinch toes off of my armrest.
I know.
Yeah, and this is also why, okay, so you know how I mentioned in a previous episode that I wipe down the seats in the public restrooms if I have the wipes on me? Well, I will do the same. I carry in my backpack the wet ones that are just like 99% antibacterial, and I will wipe the crap out of everything, the tray, the armrest, the back of the seats, the seats themselves, inside the pockets before I use any of the plane parts. And if someone put their grimy toes
feet.
I'm so mad. I would just like wrap their feet in my little antibacterial wipe. Gross. People are animals. I can't get over that. I'm sorry. Like, what the heck is that?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the people who are propping their dirty paws on paper. They're not listening. They're not breathing. It's lawless. Yeah. Lawlessness.
I was like, even if they hear you, savages. They don't care. They're just like, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't know.
They don't care. Okay. Will you swap seats with somebody? If somebody has to sit with like their kid or not a toddler, but like their kid or like partner, whatever, will you do that?
That's a good question.
You are treading on tricky territory, my friend, because this has happened to me in the past. And I've once given up my seat and then I realized I was scammed out of my seat. And so now I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I paid this amount for this seat. I don't know how much you paid for your seat. And if I'm going to be like stuck next to a bathroom, I'm sorry. I'm like, no. That's I used to be able to be like more. I got burned.
Yeah.
And I consider myself a nice person, but when it comes to travel and my comfort, I will not. I don't care if you don't get to sit next to your toddler. It's probably going to benefit you for the next 4 hours.
That's true. You're giving them a break.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Will you do it?
Give up my seat?
Will you swap seats?
Depends.
Not if the toddler gets put next to me, I'm moving. No, I go in and I pick my seat. I make sure that I'm close to the front. I make sure it's in an aisle. I make sure that there's no restrictions on reclining the seats. If it's an emergency exit, I'm like, does the emergency exit seat recline? Because those sometimes don't. And so like, I have to check all of these things before I fly. And so like, if I'm going to put that much effort into it and you didn't book in time, and so now I have to suffer because you didn't do what you're supposed to do.
No, I'm with you. I had the opposite experience though. A guy asked me to switch. He was with his daughter. She was probably like 12 or 13, whatever. Grown child. And I usually would always do it, but I had booked an LLC and I thought, no, I'm going to assert myself. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. It was to LA. So it was kind of a long flight. And about halfway through, she starts throwing up, like in the in her puke bag. So then I had to get up, you know. And then I had to get up.
I wouldn't get up just because I felt bad. I'd get up because I'm like, that is not getting on me.
Oh my god! I felt like I was being punished for asserting myself. But anyway,
that's that guilt. You got to get up.
Did any get on you? Did anything splash?
And it was really kind of, it was
I feel like if anything, you're the perfect person. Sorry not to say it, but you're the perfect person to sit next to if I'm barfing. You'd be the one who's like rubbing her back and like being like, it's
she
okay,
probably
honey.
Her dad or whatever. Oh. But like, no, she was just quietly barfing
it.
Her back.
It was fake.
Quietly barfing
just
in her back.
Not to make any
it was fake. I'm calling it.
Oh my God, you're right. The grifter.
No, it was a grifter.
Oh no.
She's just like, okay, once we get to 10,000 feet, I'm going to pull out the barf bag and start barfing.
And then the seatbelt sign.
Exactly. And she's definitely going to have my dad sit next to me. That's the plan. It's the plan. I don't buy it. It's bull.
God, Mazam.
Yeah.
That's very freeing.
You're bamboozled. I'm sorry.
You ended up switching seats then.
Yeah. Mid flight. He'd taken his shoes off. So I'm like, probably put his feet
up
in somebody else's
seat. Did you have to be like, sir, your child is barfing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Can you put your shoes back on and come sit next to her,
your
please?
Crusty feet back in the shoes. Okay.
I know.
People are savages.
I know. They really are.
That poor kid, though.
I know.
I feel kind of bad, but I'm also like,
I felt bad for her. But, you know. Her dad should have gotten it together.
I'm really impressed she did it. She managed to get it in the bag.
I know.
Do you know how quick that happens? Like,
I mean, really
for her
quick.
To be like,
it's not a big bag either. It's
like a trick or treat bag.
I've gotten sick on a plane before, so yes, it's a very small
terrible.
Bag. I throw up over everything though. I'm a barfy girl. I can't help it.
You are.
Anyway,
you're a delicate flower. Well, I am so interested to hear what Craig had to say. Let's cue it up.
Hi, Craig Melvin. Welcome to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. How are you?
Leslie, I am well. I am well. How are you?
I'm okay. So you are the Emmy Award winning news anchor and a host of the Today Show. We are so happy to have you here. Real Simple and Today Show, we often do segments together. And so we're great partners. You're super fun on the show. You're delightful. But I noticed that you cover a broad range of things, right? You cover really serious things and then you cover like really goofy stuff. And is there one thing in particular that you love to cover on the Today Show?
I mean, the Olympics, obviously.
That's a big one.
That's always my favorite. So I love the even numbered years, although the last few have not been as enjoyable because of there was that pesky global pandemic.
That's a problem.
Beijing and Tokyo weren't as much fun as they usually are. But even beyond the Olympics, in terms of genre, sports, I really enjoy covering sports stories. I'm married to a sports broadcaster, so there's a lot of sports talk in the house. I'd say sports and the Olympics are probably my two favorite. But if we're talking segment, Leslie, I love a good food segment. Anytime we have food on the show, I'm a pretty happy guy.
Do you like plants too? By the way, I think I saw a little video clip of you petting a bunch of plants once. And then there were a bunch of comments that were like, plant daddy. And I was like, wait, does he like plants? Are you a plant person?
I am a plant person.
Oh.
I love plants. In fact, my wife would tell you I have a bit of a problem. I'm currently in the process of designing and installing a plant wall in my home.
Good for you. How did that start? Did you just always like plants?
It's a really good question. I don't know. My great aunt and my grandmother were big gardeners. So maybe growing up, in South Carolina, I just saw them. That's a really good question. There's a store in my town. It's called Terrain. You've heard of Terrain?
I've heard of Terrain, yeah.
So this is a couple years ago. I'm here at the show. I hadn't been on the show very long, but Martha Stewart was in hair and makeup. And that's typically where the best conversations happen. And Martha found out where I lived and she says, Craig, you have to go to Terrain. You have to go and ask for Deb. And so, you know, it's Martha. So I go to the store in town that I'd seen before, but I'd never been in. And I ask for Deb. And I don't know what Deb's title is at the store officially, but she's like a plant goddess and creates these elaborate plant and floral displays. They're works of art.
I love it. It's a random fact. I was wondering, what time do you normally start your day? Because for a morning show person.
You know, it depends on the day. This morning, it was a pretty normal day. So I was up at about 4 a.m. I know.
That's a normal. You're like, no, this is a normal day. It's 4 in the morning. What time do you go to bed then? If you're having to wake up at like 4 in the morning.
What time should I be in bed, Leslie? I should be in bed at, you know, 8:30 probably, but I've got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they like to negotiate every night,
right.
A different bedtime. Every night when you have small children, it's like the first time they've ever heard of bedtime.
Okay, the next question. I think you travel a lot, so I think you might have an answer for this. Does the person in the middle seat of an airplane get both armrests?
They do.
Why?
Because at some point, as a civilized society, we collectively decided that if you are stuck in the seat between two adults, the least they could do is enjoy the additional space and sacrifice a little elbow room. As a civilized society, Leslie, that's how we conduct ourselves. Can you imagine the kind of savage or barbarian that would, in addition to having the aisle seat and being able to leap up and go to that bathroom anytime they want without inconveniencing their neighbor, that same savage would think that it would be okay to have both armrests while this poor schlep in the middle is being like wedged between these people because he or she waited until the last minute to book their flight, they should be punished? No, that's not who we are, Leslie. That's not who we are. That's not who you are. You're better than that.
Craig Melvin, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a joy.
Thank you. This is fun. I enjoyed this, Leslie. I hope you guys continue it.
We'll be back with more after the break.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Leslie Corona, and you're listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions.
I mean, I get the humanity part of it. I do. I really do. But I'm a savage and I'm a barbarian because I don't think that anyone has any right to anything, right? I, as the nice person that I am, I will compromise and I will allow the people to kind of have the armrest and, right. Or we'll share or we'll negotiate. But like, I don't think it should be expected. Right? I don't know.
That's true.
I think that's true. What's like, savage really? And barbaric is the amount of space that we have on each of these planes.
That's also true.
That's the crappy
like,
part.
It's unfair for airlines to expect us to somehow figure that out. I don't know.
I mean,
wow.
That was interesting. And yeah, I kind of get where he's going. And but I don't think it should be an expectation.
I'm surprised.
I'm a nice person. Like, you know me. Yeah, I'm a nice person. Yeah. And I will make a compromise. But I'm not going
to say that someone's entitled to both.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's like, where I'm like, huh.
It was like very statesmanlike.
I know. Comment. It was.
It really was. But I think it's like an equitable society. I think he's saying that, like, you know, there's a certain amount of resources and, you know, we should divide them equitably. I think that's what he's saying.
Are we going to go into communism now and talk about that and socialism and, like, I feel like this is dangerous. Like, we're very dangerously into that now.
Yeah, not only dirty and disorganized I am.
So you're a socialist. No,
I just feel like it's common courtesy or perhaps uncommon courtesy, but I don't know.
With this is when people have in the past sit in the middle seat and they just immediately just take up all of the space because they're like, I'm in this seat, so I'm expected to get this. And they'll spread even into your area too. And then it becomes a problem. I've gotten into an elbow wrestling match with someone.
Now it's coming out.
But it was because they were being so rude about it. And I'm like, I also, yes, I have the island I can lean and that's fine. But it became the principle of the matter. Uh-huh. And I was just like, okay, don't shove your elbow in my space and then kind of like knock my arm off. Because I wasn't like trying to take over the space. I was reading a book. And so my elbow kind of naturally went on the thing. And
so
on the armrest. And so he like knocked my arm off and was just like, oh, I'm here and this is my space. And then I was just like, excuse me, no, you're not. And like in those moments, I was just like, I got off and I was just elbowed him kind of out of the way and put my arm back. And then it was just like this elbowing thing happening back and forth. It was pretty barbaric. And so
Did anybody ever say anything or like look at each other?
No, I think we just scowled the whole time. It was the longest flight of my life. But like in those moments, I'm just like, oh, there shouldn't be like this overbearing expectation. It's just like, yes, I agree. We should give people the grace and the space and all of that stuff. But like, you have to kind of just make that negotiation and not have it be an expectation. That's where I'm actually coming from.
Right. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. On the next episode, we'll have entrepreneur, philanthropist, producer, and New York Times bestselling author, Bethany Frankel.
She had a really great answer for this one when I asked her about it. All right. So the next question is, does the person in the middle seat of an airplane get both armrests?
I mean, I think so because they're but then they might take advantage of the situation and also like elbow you. And by the way, they might also be people that are very lazy and book their ticket late. Like now I'm being penalized because you decided to book this morning and you're disorganized and I booked months ago and wanted my window seat. Like, I don't know. Mm. I can't rule on that. Then you're trapped. They get to be the ruler of everything.
Okay, so she cracks me up. I watch her TikToks.
Oh, I know.
All the time. And they're just so real and so funny and so ridiculous. And I have to agree with what she says.
Wow.
I know I sound like such a horrible person, but
I feel betrayed. No. I do get to rule like a little king.
I love that. What are you, the ruler of everything? It's true. You're not the ruler of everything. Plan better. Watch me end up in a middle seat because of something and then I'm screwed.
I don't know. I'm very conflicted because I never thought about those people who book last minute and I don't know.
You haven't thought of them? Think of them, Leslie. Think of them.
Like, Mazam is like, no, don't F them.
Like, it's annoying though, because if I do end up in the middle seat, I would expect to have both
armrests.
That's
what I mean. It's like if you're.
But that's
like,
just because I'm the ruler of everything. So I want.
Oh, you are.
No. No, but I would actually make it a negotiation and have a conversation with the people. That's the bottom line. You just have to make sure that everyone's happy.
So we also spoke with Emily Hampshire, who will be the guest on the final episode of this season of the podcast. You probably know her from her role as Stevie on the popular TV show Schitt's Creek. She had some really funny things to say about the middle seat, too.
Cue it up.
The next question is, I suspect you travel a lot, so I'm hoping you have an answer.
I do.
Does the person in the middle seat of an airplane get both armrests?
No.
Really?
No. Unless I'm the person in the middle seat. You know what? Now I'm really thinking about this because I'm like, no, of course, because if I'm in the middle seat, so I'm Canadian, and if I'm being honest, if I'm actually in the middle seat, then I'm like this. You can't see me right now, but I have squished myself into the smallest straight thing. And I would just be really scared to disturb anybody. Mm-hmm. However, I could never
take both those armrests. But then I guess you're right, because the other people have their one armrest. I think the whole issue is flawed to begin with. There shouldn't be a middle seat.
That is the best answer I've gotten, to be honest. That is the best answer.
Yeah. The premise here is flawed.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's funny because when you're put in the situation yourself, you're like, wait, if it's for me, then yes, I want it. But if it's for other people, then no, it's their fault for not booking the seats in advance. But it is true. She solved the problem.
Yes.
We just need to remove the middle seat.
Yeah. Why are we having this argument? Just get rid of the middle seat.
Yeah. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Well, no, Amy, first of all, your initial reaction as she was speaking was one of horror.
I did feel betrayed. I do feel horror, actually.
Your mouth dropped open.
I do feel horror. I'm a little disappointed by, like, the fact
that you thought this was an obvious
at the top of the episode, and now, I was like, this is an indefensible position. And then basically everybody's
like, pooping on it now.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I'm a hypocrite. I'll just say all of this and then I'll do something completely different when it comes to me being in the middle seat. But
well, it kind of explains like when you see a story online about airplane etiquette, there will be 5,000 comments under it. Like just this pocket of rage that people have. And I guess this explains a lot.
It does.
I guess it explains a lot. I'm sickened. Let's throw it to the expert. What did our expert say?
Okay, let's hear what Jackie Gifford from Travel and Leisure has to say.
Hi, I'm Jackie Gifford, the editor-in-chief of Travel and Leisure. It is so good to be talking to you today about travel etiquette. How do you actually deal with people on planes today? I feel like travel is back in a big way, but with that comes a host of questions.
I just have to know, can you even guesstimate how many flights you've taken in your career?
Oh, Leslie, that is a great for your job question. Leslie, this year alone, I've probably taken 15 flights. And
it's only May.
It's only May. Exactly.
When we're
I take international trips, domestic trips, all of it.
Does the middle seat get both armrests?
So I think the reality is if you are in a middle seat, finding arm space is a bit of a challenge. Let's level set here. Okay. You're flying coach New York to Los Angeles. You are in the middle seat. Three people on one side of the aisle, three people on the other side of the aisle. Picture it, okay? I believe travel etiquette says, Jackie Gifford says, that you get both armrests because you have less space, okay? The person who's got the window seat, they can lean to the left, they can put their head on a pillow and use the window. They're getting a little bit more space on that side, right? And then the person who's on the aisle, they can stretch out their legs a little bit. Obviously, when the drink cart comes by, they've got to scooch back in and they don't want their knees to bump the cart. But those people get a little bit more on either end and the person in the middle seat gets absolutely nothing. I'm a firm believer that that person, then their one perk is to get both armrests because, again, they're just not getting that extra headroom or legroom. So they need the arm room to compensate.
So what's the final say?
So the final say is the person in the middle seat absolutely gets both armrests, Amy. Mm-hmm. Amy looks so delighted. Her face was like,
I've just crumbled into the floor.
Jackie did a really good job of explaining why. And when I reported this story for the July-August issue of the magazine, I tried reaching out to airplane engineers, airlines, even the FAA. Only Delta got back to me with an answer. And even their answer was not conclusive. Allison Osmond from Delta, she's their chief customer experience officer. She said everyone is entitled to at least one dedicated armrest and most people can sort out armrest compliance. That's what she called it, armrest compliance. But Jackie and even the editorial head of TripAdvisor, Sarah Fershane, agree. They say the middle person gets both armrests. And Sarah said, be a decent human. Traveling can be stressful, and we should challenge ourselves to be kinder and more, not less polite, which is really nice advice and very in line with what you were saying, Amy.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
I feel like that's the world we should want to live in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And meanwhile, we'll work long-term on eradicating that middle seat.
Yeah. The long-term goal is to get rid of the middle seat. But for now, Real Simple says the person in the middle gets both armrests.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. Be sure to follow Minor Issues, Major Opinions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and review. You can find us online at realsimple.com/MIMO podcast. Make sure to come back next Thursday for more.